Tyrian girl with what you think this signifies?
I think like the New World Order is a part of all this. I think that they're trying to destroy secularism inside the Middle East, and probably this will lead to a clash of civilizations in the future. I think this is the end game. And of course, now they're saying two things at the same time, that they're putting Al-Qaeda as the representatives of the Syrian people, and at the same time, later they might enter Syria to get rid of Al-Qaeda. So this could be the situation where troops coming onto the ground in Syria. For the short term, I don't see this happening, because I don't think that they will be able to sustain the losses in the media. It will be like the repeat of the Iraq war, and I don't think the people are going to accept that in America right now.
Important issue, but start getting into why the New World Order wants to bring them down.
Well, for one thing, they have no Rothschild central bank. Their bank is state-run. They have no IMF debt. And, of course, they are secular, as I stated earlier, and that's going to be a problem in the long term. They, of course, oppose the state of Israel, and that's a part of the whole New World Order plan to create a clash of civilizations in the area. But they oppose it not on a extremist ideology of hatred. They oppose it on a nationalistic position. So all of these reasons and more is why they see Syria as an obstacle to their plans of world domination. And of course, I wanted to get into the religious aspect of it just a little bit, because the whole clash of civilizations thing, the infiltration of the different religions, for example, Wahhabism is an extremist form of Islam, in the same way that Zionism is an extremist form of Judaism. And the idea is to destroy the prime religions of the world, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, to bring in their own religion, which is an occult Luciferian religion. This is my view of the way things are.
No, that's it. I mean,